if they want to go and play another manager, no problem. I'll go. It's not a problem for me to go. I'll leave tomorrow, I'll leave next day. It's no problem. That's what Town's the most important thing. Not me.
Hello, friends. Bonus / mini pod time. Kings of Anglia special coming to you live, well, actually pre-recorded, from the office, Archant Towers, being recorded on Hutch Hogan's phone. We weren't actually planning on doing another pod until probably the new year because our studio is currently closed. But after Lambert did what he did yesterday, it had to be done. So, as I say, Mark Heath, Andy Hutch Hogan Warren, wearing a lovely plum hoodie to signify it is indeed festive time still. We are the only ones in the office today. But post Lambert yesterday, we had to sit down and have this chat, Hutchy. Lambert, after the 0-0 draw with Gillingham yesterday, came out and what was he doing? For those of you who haven't heard, he basically said he's got no problem with leaving the club. He'll get his coat, doesn't matter when it is, all that sort of stuff. Hutchy, your analysis.
Well, first things first, if you rewind to the previous, if you've subscribed to this wonderful podcast, which I hope you have by now, if you go to the previous file, the previous episode on this, it is the full audio of what Lambert was doing, which I guess a lot of people will have listened to by now, or at least read it. Press conference started off as normal, talking about the game and where Ipswich the deficiencies were and why they didn't win. We'll get onto that side of things in a bit, but. Yeah, it then kind of descended into a bit of a rabbit hole of mystery and intrigue and general discussion about his future and how that future might not have all that much to run at Ipswich and things like that, which was all very bizarre and completely unexpected.
What's your take on it then? Because he's not going to walk away, is he? And he's not under any pressure from Marcus. Marcus isn't going to pull the trigger on him with his team sitting second in the league. Yes, they're having a small dip in form and they've not won for a while, and in theory it's relegation form at the moment, but they are still second in the table. So, I mean, is it, from my point of view, is it almost kind of a self-defence mechanism from Lambert, like the honey badger that he is? He feels cornered and he comes out fighting. His way of saying, I'm not appreciated, fine, I'll go.
Well, it's not the first time. If we're going, it's not even that far back. Go back to March and a game with Hull in... Which Ipswich lost at home on their way to relegation. We had a similar story then, when after that game, almost out of nowhere, unprompted, talking about his future and how if Marcus wants me to go, I'll go. It doesn't bother me. And that caused a similar concern and doubts then, at a time when Ipswich really didn't need those doubts. Like, the whole thing at the time then was Ipswich is like this faux positivity in relegation was all held together by the fact that Lambert was going to be at the wheel when the rebuild started in the summer, and that there was a plan there. And ultimately, like, we checked that one out. I checked that story out that evening of the March game, and there was no suggestion then that Marcus was going to sack him. There was no suggestion that Paul was going to leave, and there were people close to Paul telling me that he was very happy and intended to see the job through. And seeing the job through is a lot more than taking Ipswich to the end of 2019 as well. We're now in the midst of, they're stuttering, but it's still a promotion campaign. And I genuinely cannot see, from anybody's point of view, why that won't happen. Nobody at the club has, after this, obviously, we spoke to people. Nobody in the club was suggesting that there's any chance that Paul's going to leave. Marcus has given no indication whatsoever that he's thinking of firing him. And why would he? Like, they're on a poor run of form, and it's really not been very good. But they moved up in the table yesterday to second. So I think you're right. I think it's a bit of a defence mechanism there, but I also think yesterday that the thing in the press conference maybe snowballed a little bit further than it really should have done, because there were ample opportunities for Paul to kind of answer the many questions that were thrown at him in a way that would end it and just All you kind of need to say is that, yeah, of course I want to stay. He said that he works well with Marcus Evans, and that I believe that to be true. But all you need to say there is just, yeah, of course I want to see the job through. I know that no manager can take their position for granted in football, but of course I want to see this job through. I want to get Ipswich promoted to the Championship again. And I almost said Premier League there. That's not where we're at.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was very strange indeed. And I think a lot of it, also, if you look at Lambert's recent jobs and how they've all ended, we're going back in order, Stoke, Wolves, Blackburn, all of them ended after less than a year. And in most of those cases there, he had been given promises either about at Stoke. I think he was told that he would be given the chance to bring Stoke back after relegation. That didn't happen. He was sacked by the end of May. Wolves and Blackburn, I think there were changes behind the scenes that meant he ended up, I think at Blackburn he walked out and obviously left Wolves as well. And they were due to changes behind the scenes. And I think he, as he was in March, I think he was just trying to articulate that he will never take his job for granted, because history tells him that he can't. He's been burned in that regard before, but it maybe wasn't the wisest way of going about that.
It was very odd. As Hutchie says, if you've not listened to it, please do. It is on the podcast before this one. You get to hear the dulcet tones of a bunch of very experienced journalists. I mean, obviously, you've got Stewie in there, you've got Mel Henderson, you've got Stuart Gerald, Phil Ham was in
Derek
there.
Davis.
Derek Davis was in there. And you can hear them in the questions they're asking kind of getting more incredulous as it goes on. And you're right, at no point, I mean, I think someone even put to him, are you happy to stay at Ipswich Town?
That was Stuart yeah. Gerald from Sky, just very bluntly, because I think everybody could see that it was getting maybe a little out of hand, just the fact that it wasn't being shut down. Stuart asked him very straight, perfectly good question, do you want to stay and see the season out? And even then he didn't say that.
It's like he backed himself into a corner. Almost,
A little bit, yeah. But I honestly, I can't see a scenario where that doesn't happen.
Yeah. And then the oddest thing as well is he walks out of there and walks into the radio interview and does the same thing there as well.
Yeah, yeah. A little strange. Maybe there was some time to think there, but
yeah.
I don't know. After matches is really hard for managers. I do get that they're being, you know, they've had their big adrenaline rush of the week when they've been preparing for this. They're on the touchline. In this occasion, it hasn't gone as they would have hoped for and prepared for. And I do get that speaking sort of after matches is difficult and the blood's pumping. You don't always say what you really would want to say, and it doesn't always translate as well as you'd want it to translate. But yeah, on this occasion, I'm not sure there's too much to read between the many lines that you could read between in there if you wanted to. You know, there's obviously there's plenty of lines you can read between if that's what you want to do. But I think at the heart of it is just a man who's maybe feeling a little bit of pressure, given the run that Ipswich have been on, and also a man that's been burned before and will never allow himself to be too comfortable in a job. And I just don't think that came out right yesterday.
There's certainly a massive amount of interest in it. I mean, it's basically like lobbing a hand grenade into our web figures, because, I mean, it was hugely well read, as you'd expect, the fans probably thinking, what the hell's going on? So that was post-match. That was the headline that everyone will remember from the game.
Yep.
The game itself, Hutchie, 0-0 on Boxing Day against Gillingham.
Yeah.
What are we saying?
It's another home game without a shot on target, and that's not good. Gillingham, I think before the game, Paul's comments were along the lines of, it's a big club. You need to be able to deal with the big club syndrome of teams that come and aren't going to make it easy for you. And teams don't make it easy for Portland Road. For Ipswich at Portland Road, we've seen that. They haven't won there in the league since the end of September, which is mad. Three months. But Gillingham didn't make it easy for Ipswich. They were, you could say they were the ones maybe happy with a point. We know that Steve Evans' teams are full of gamesmanship and that side of the game. But in saying that, if Gillingham were the team that came to Ipswich and were happy to take a point, they were also the team on the day that had the better of the chances, and that's got to be a real, real concern.
One bright spot, of course, Freddie Sears back on the pitch. Do we see much of him? Was there enough there to suggest that he may have an impact?
Yeah, he got 10 minutes at the end. You know, he had a couple of moments where he got on the ball and ran with it. I think there was one moment where he broke with Caden Jackson down the left. He actually started wide on the right when mm-hmm. he came on, which we've normally seen him on the left. But no, he went to the right side with Alan Judge staying on the left. But yeah, this is just a start for Freddie. I think it'll be a little while until he's in a starting lineup. He mm-hmm. he thinks he's ready to start now, which is great. It's if you're in that mindset. I can't see him starting in the game at Lincoln, or indeed the game at Wickham. But you know what? I probably could see him starting this trophy game at Exeter in first weekend of January, with hopefully Teddy Bishop in there as well. Mm. And then those two could be really important for Ipswich.
So let's turn now. Obviously, we're in the middle of the festive period. There's two games left in the festive period, you would say. So you've got Lincoln away on Saturday. Sunday, and then Wickham on New Year's Day, the league leaders. Only 6 points now, though, isn't it?
Yep.
Between Wickham and Town. So how big are these two games for Paul Lambert? I mean, obviously they're the biggest games since the last game and all the other cliches, but he really needs to get a result in one of these next two games.
Well, I guess when you're on runs like they're on now, which I think it's six without a win in the league, one win in 11 or something like that in all competitions. But the league's the real focus. So the one I'm interested in is no wins in six in the league. That's the run they need to end. But as these runs go on, the games get bigger and bigger. They do, because the pressure ramps up a little bit. The pressure should be a good thing for Ipswich, really. Ipswich haven't been under this kind of pressure in being a team at the top of the table, trying to make things happen for themselves. So it's a pressure that, you know, really you want them to be relishing, because this is the kind of pressure that you want in sport, not what Ipswich have had over the last few years. But the Lincoln game, this is the site of their last win inside 90 minutes. They haven't won they won on penalties at Peterborough in the trophy, but they Alan Judge's 94th minute FA Cup winner back in November. I think it was November.
Yeah,
November.
Seems a long time ago.
It seems like a very long time ago. That was the last time they won a game in 90 minutes, and you know what, maybe going back to somewhere where they've recently tasted success might do them good. And then the Wickham game, you know, obviously the tone of that one changes depending on what happens on Sunday, but you know, that one at the moment shaping up to be another battle of the top two, and there's a bit of a score to settle in that game, although the referee is the man where the score needs to be settled, and he won't be involved.
It should be
two really interesting games.
And who knows, the nature of football, yes, it's all a bit doom and gloom at the moment, but go to Lincoln, get a result, get a win at Wickham, and suddenly everything's rosy again, isn't it?
Exactly. And Ipswich will win a game of football at some point. They just need to pick up some momentum. They've got very little momentum at their backs at the moment. Be interested to see, as usual, what the team is at Lincoln. There'll be some changes, I'm sure. Luke Chambers will come back in, and you'd imagine Flynn Downs will come back into that side. They just need to make some chances. That was what was missing. There were a few efforts on goal, but again, nothing on target in the Boxing Day game. And you know, let's start with making some chances.
Right, let's leave it there. We've got stuff to do. This is your bonus mini pod. I hope you had a good Christmas. Did you have a good Christmas, Hutchie?
I had a good Christmas, yeah.
Excellent, yeah. As did I. I hope you all did, Kings of Anger Army. As I said, our studio is currently closed, so we're probably not going to get a chance to do another podcast now until after the Exeter game, the EFL Trophy. But hopefully, given we've left you with four podcasts this week, you've got the Christmas one from Monday, you've got the Christmas Day one, the best of, you've got Lambo's audio from yesterday, and now you've got this bonus mini pod. That should hopefully be enough to get you through until the next time we can speak. Any other business?
No other business.
No other business. Excellent. Have a great new year, and we'll speak to you again in 2020. Good Lord, that sounds crazy.
Wow. See you soon.
See ya.